2025, commencing at 6:45 p.m. Council members in attendance are Council President Kritzer, Council Vice President Forsyth, Council Member Anderson, Council Member Nueva Camina, and Council Member Stewart. This meeting is being held to interview the Human Services Commission candidate. Brooke Buckingham, Human Services Manager, will introduce the Human Services Commission candidate, Vartika Gupta.
Good evening, Council. I'm happy to bring forward a new candidate for the Human Services Commission, Vartika Gupta. Vartika and her family have been residents of the Grasslong neighborhood for nearly 15 years. She is an engineer by education and currently serves in an executive leadership role for a local software company. She has volunteered and helped organize many community events here in Redmond. And she shared with us at our commission interview that she has a real passion for solving real-world challenges, and she deeply cares for the quality and about the quality of life in human services here in our city. With that, it's my pleasure to turn it over to Vartika.
Thank you, Brooke, and so nice to meet you all. Thank you for having me here today and talking to me today.
Well, thank you so much for being here. If you would like to share just a brief statement about yourself and why you applied, it would be great to hear from you, and then I'll ask the council to ask you questions.
Sure. So as Brooke shared, my name is Vartika, an engineer by education and profession. I'm currently serving in a leadership role in one of the engineering software companies and handling some multicultural teams there and all. In city of Redmond, we call it home for past 15 years. My kids have pretty much, when we moved here, I had one kid aged 1 year old, and today she's in high school and the other one is in elementary. So we have pretty much worked here, lived here, and grown here as a family. So I have seen Redmond community closely. And as this opportunity came through, and because I deeply care about how the various services are in our community and how things are done or how people are able to approach them and all, I thought this is an area with my experience in terms of the skills attained at work, in terms of organizing programs, managing large-scale programs and funding for them and all of those, along with handling multicultural teams, where it gives me an idea of dealing with multiple people and knowing their problems and all that, I thought it could be a right fit. So then here I am applying for this position.
Great. Thank you so much. Questions for our candidate? Who would like to begin? Council President.
Thank you so much for volunteering to serve in this really important role. This is a very hardworking commission, and we really appreciate all the efforts. I'm curious what you see as some of the greatest needs in our community from your experience, both lived and via volunteering and doing other pieces there.
So, especially related to human services, and because so Redmond has changed quite a bit over the last 10, 15 years, as we say, in terms of diversity. And as diversity has grown, there are certain areas where I see which need like more attention, especially equitable access of services to various community members. Certain classes that I would call here is marginalized groups like low-income families, then immigrant groups, certain immigrant groups, not all really, but they need more attention than others. Then there are refugee groups off late because of conditions around the world, how we have attracted some of those populations. And then equity, not just in terms of income or financial levels, there are other challenges, like there is an adult population as well that needs their services to cater to them and all of that. And then more and we have services and programs, but the community outreach in terms of people knowing about those services that Human Services Commission has to offer and gaining access to those in a timely manner, or sometimes knowing the right ways to gain access to those. So having services is one thing, but people who really need those services, getting access to those, that's an area we need to work more on. So.
Thank you. Councilmember Stewart.
Well, thank you so much, Vartika, for your application and your interest. It sounds like you're really well prepared for the role. You've already discussed the intersectionality of our super diverse community. You've referenced a few of the principles that are part of the Human Services Strategic Plan. And I admire your courage, because the Human Services Commission is in my opinion, one of the hardest commission. For every dollar that's available to invest in local services, there's 3 or 4 or 5 times as many requests for that dollar. So I'm curious if you could just talk to us about how you are preparing yourself over the next year, or what your approach might be to making tough decisions like that when you have a lot of options.
I thought about it a little bit because I know next year, I think there is the grant review commission or grant review meetings that are to happen. So not that I know of all the tools you guys use here, that's an area I would learn. But in general, what I see generally being part of community is there are several programs that are funded, but they may not have access to various communities. Sometimes they're aimed to help various communities as a whole, but certain sections of community are able to take that benefit of that program or service. So I think I would look at more diverse programs and which can cater to Redmond as a whole and not certain sections only who are more aware of things or more educated about things, and they can quickly get access to those, and our funding doesn't serve the right purpose they need. And so I know you guys are already doing things in food drives and then homelessness drives and those areas, and then certain related to medical benefits and all. I think funding really needs to kind of go more into homelessness as that problem is increasing. And apart from that, then the programs for youth or those kind of things, and then as I told earlier, adult population, medical support for them with increasing challenges off late around how things are going, and some of the support for other community members because of the political scenarios changing and all, how we can support them and those kind of things. So more towards that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for your thoughtfulness. And as you get into it, I'm sure you'll see some of the tools that have been laid out for the commission, given the priorities that we do have. And something that has been the last few years really important to this council is making sure that we've been able to invest more. So we give you guys more money to give out now because we recognize the needs. And also making sure that services for a particular community, if they're available to be provided by that community and by trusted leaders in that community, that we're investing deeply there too. So I really look forward to seeing you back when you're a little bit further in on that. Thanks.
Other questions? Councilmember Nueva Camina.
Thank you. Ritika, thank you for being here, and thank you for volunteering and coming forward. My colleagues asked two questions that I had ready, like, okay, this I want to ask and this I want to ask. So I'm grateful that they've already asked those, because then I'd like to ask then what, because they got the harder questions knocked out of the way. What is something that you're really passionate about that lights you up? Because human services, you know, it's one of those commissions where, you know, it takes a certain drive to join that commission. So what is an area that you're really excited to get involved with?
Sure. Are you asking out of the, so I would say fundings and grants, and then the program performance review, which is the two main. And the reason is, in my general leadership ways of how I work, my approach has always been very people-centric. So, and my goals, even in my workplace, is always equitable and fair access to things. It's not like so much avoiding biases. There are hidden biases in all of those, right? So I think funding and program grants are an area where you are making best use of dollars available. And if right decisions are not taken, probably the impact is not as great as you wanted it to be. So I think removing those biases or seeing it through different lenses in a multicultural diverse scenario, I thought I could bring those skills to table, and that would help the program in deciding fundings, reviewing contracts, and then seeing program performance through the years.
Wonderful, thank you.
Questions? I don't see any more questions. Well, thank you so much. I see smiling faces, so I am going to, you will be on the consent agenda next week on Tuesday. If you are here in person, bring your family. You'll get sworn in. We can take pictures. And then we're really excited to welcome you to the Human Services Commission. Thank you so much.
I'm honored. That's a great opportunity. Thank you all.